Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Do we lose connection?
I don't know.
We'll call them the station. You're still there, right? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. Tonight, we'll be talking with Grammy-nominated guitar duo Strauss and Farrar, who have been performing together since 1980. Jorge Strauss is from Costa Rica. Ms. Farrar is from Iran. Together, they have recorded 18 albums. They will be performing here in Las Vegas this Saturday inside the Railhead at Boulder Station, and I have two pairs of tickets to give away. One pair are in the front row. So, guys, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you so much, Mike. Great to be with you tonight.
Great to be with you, Mike.
Yes. We are having technical difficulties right now. Terry, I think something gave out on me. So I couldn't really get back in time and everything. But, like I said, welcome to the show. I know that you guys will be performing at Boulder Station coming up. And you guys have a new CD. So tell us about the CD you guys have.
Well, the new CD is actually going to be released in March. It's going to be called Journey Around the Sun. Although I think for our gig in Las Vegas this Saturday, the 29th, we are hoping to be able to have some copies with us, some advanced copies with us to have available for our audience there, and that'll be the first we see of the copies also. So that's actually coming out in March, and as I said, it's going to be called Journey Around the Sun, and but we'll be playing material from that record and also from our previous record, Fantaseo, and some other records going back into our musical history.
Okay. And for those fans that are not familiar with you guys, please let them know, how did you guys meet and form the duo?
We met back in 1980. At the time, Jorge Strong was with a different band called Caldera, and he was looking for another guitar player to do a two acoustic guitar with bass and percussion band concept thing. And that's the time that we were introduced by a mutual friend that happened to have his Jorge's number, who was actually a friend of mine that came from London and introduced us. So we met and started developing material.
That's right. That was back in Santa Monica, in fact, in 1980, here in L.A.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Cool. Now, the whole concept, when you guys first met, was that, did you guys go into it with that concept, or how did it evolve into becoming two acoustic guitars like that?
Well, I think the idea was to sort of get back to the core guitar kind of an idea. And with that in mind, I sort of had developed some pieces that I thought would sound very nice with two guitars as the center of the music. But they would have to be acoustic guitars because I wanted to go back to those kind of sensibilities and to maintain the romance of the traditional guitar, but at the same time put it in a contemporary setting. And so I started looking around for different people here in L.A., that might be interested and would be able to do that. And I ran through a number of very good musicians, but I finally had the good fortune to meet Ardashir Farah, as he mentioned, to a mutual friend. And I kind of knew right away that Ardashir had the same technical approach to the guitar and was interested in much of the same music. And I thought, well, maybe this is the person to develop the material with. So we put a couple of prototype tunes together, and everything went along swimmingly and very smoothly. So we knew that we had an easy working relationship, and that it was relatively a smooth operation for us to put the music together. In other words, we weren't fighting uphill kind of thing to get the music out.
Okay, cool. Now, you guys, hello?
Hi, I'm back.
Okay.
Hi, Terry.
All right.
Hi, sorry.
Hi, Terry.
I got dropped.
Okay. Lost you there for a minute.
Now, I was going to ask you guys, and I know that you guys work with a lot of different individuals over the years, and you guys had the opportunity to work with Sting on the album The Living Sea soundtrack for the Almex film, Has Session Musicians. How did that, how was that experience working with Sting?
Well, you know, we never had the pleasure of meeting him, but because he was in London, so it was one of those communications that were through the studio. And it was put together by Steve Woods, the producer, and a composer of some of the music on that film. And what he did was, with Sting's approval, he got some of Sting's original multi-track recordings, and we were to replace parts of the of those multi-track recordings with the acoustic guitar to give it a new flavor and a different sound. And so we were actually working with Sting's original multi-track recordings for some of those pieces. And then we added our guitars here in Los Angeles. And then Steve Wood produced the whole thing and put the package together musically for the film.
Wow.
It would have been nice to have met him, but
yes.
This is one of those transatlantic and transnational collaborations, I think.
Actually, Jorge did another session for Sting later on.
Yeah, I did a session for him. He wasn't there either for that one. That was another one of those studio things.
So we keep working together and not meeting.
That's right.
Wow, okay. Well, let me apologize. I was dropped at the beginning of the show for some reason, but I'm back now. And I want to say that I have tickets that Strunz and Farab will be here in Las Vegas on Saturday, March. January 29th at the Railhead Station, at the Boulder Station inside the Railhead. And courtesy of Station Casinos, I have two pairs of tickets to give away for this concert, and one pair are front row seats. So if you would like to, if you're in Las Vegas or if you're going to be in Las Vegas and you'd like to attend the concert, please give us a call at 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Okay, so I apologize again, Mike. I've missed some of the questions that you asked. So did you ask one of the questions I wanted to know, and I apologize if you asked this already, when you guys decided to play together, did you decide on a style of playing, or did it evolve gradually for you?
I think that there was a style already inherent to a certain degree in our individual approaches to the guitar. The fact that we were focused on acoustic guitar also gave us a particular sound and a particular focus. But I think that it's more like what you said. It's something that evolved over a period of time, given our individual backgrounds and our individual interests in the guitar. We came with those individually, but we found that there was a lot of common ground between us and a similar technical approach. And so the music evolved from that beginning. And the style evolved over the years. For example, we initially started the first couple of records we made in those days were all we both played steel string guitar, acoustic steel string guitar, and then eventually I started playing nylon string guitar for a few records, and then Ardashir would stay on steel string guitar, and then eventually he joined me on nylon string guitar. And that became our main thrust for a while. And now we're still, I think, focused primarily on nylon string guitar. But I think Ardashir is also revisiting his acoustic steel string roots and doing more of that also under recordings.
Yeah, in the last couple of recordings, actually two or three recordings, I've played the steel string guitar on some of the pieces, two or three of the pieces. And we're thinking of doing that more again to change the sound, because we've done... How many albums?
A number of albums.
Both of us playing like nylon string guitar, so it's time to make that change again.
Okay. Now, I went to YouTube last night and watched some of your videos, and very impressed, liked what I saw. So again, if you'd like to see them perform, check out their videos on YouTube. The name is Strunz, Strunz. And Farah, Farah, and it'll kind of give you a feel of what they do and how they play together. As I was speaking to you guys earlier before we went on air, I've heard of you, and I'm embarrassed to say that I've never been to one of your concerts, but I have heard of you for a while and, heard your music. So I definitely will need to come out and check out, your playing. So I think we have a phone call for the tickets. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What did you say? Okay, let me take this call. I think we have a call in for our tickets. Area code 702. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, Terry. Did I win?
Hi.
Am I the caller?
Yes. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Well, thank you. Hi, guys.
You're welcome.
Hello. How are you?
You're
Hello.
Very welcome. Let me introduce you to my guests, Strunz and Farah, are the guitar duo that you will be seeing this Saturday. And,
all right.
Courtesy of Station Casinos, you are the winner of the pair of tickets to go see them at Boulder Station.
All right. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Well, you're quite welcome. Now, I have your phone number here on my switchboard, so what I'll do is give you a call after the show and get all the information to get the tickets to you. Okay?
Okay, great. Sounds good.
Uh-huh.
All right. Can't wait to
all
see
right,
you guys.
Look forward to it.
All righty. Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you again. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, one down and one to go. One down and one to go. All right, if you would like to see them in concert this Saturday in Las Vegas, 646-716-5485 is the number to call. I have another pair of tickets to give away, and these are the front row seat tickets. All right, so let's get into some music. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Mike.
No, I'll wait you after the song to ask my question after the song.
Okay, all right, we're going to get into some music from now their CD. They have, they've been together since 1980. They've recorded 18 CDs together. So their last CD is called Fantasio. And please correct me if I'm mispronouncing that.
That works. Fantasia works, or Fantaseo. They're both good.
Fantaseo. Okay. All right. Well, the first song I'm going to play from the Fantasio CD is called Azure. Tell me about this one.
Azure is a piece that we composed for that record, and it's a piece actually that. The idea for that piece was actually quite a bit older than the recording. It was an idea that we had almost way back to when we first met, if I recall correctly, Artisher.
Yeah, we recorded it for our first album, a different version.
We recorded a different version of it for our first record, and we never used it for the record. And we realized that it would be a nice piece to share with our fans, and so we took it and modernized it a little bit and brought it up to date and changed a few things about it and reused it in the record in our CD Fantaseo. But Azure is actually an idea that went back to almost 1981,
82. Exactly. Okay. All right. Well, from the Fantaseo CD, this is Azure. Thank you. We are talking to Grammy-nominated guitar duo Strunz and Farrah about their music. You just heard Azure from the Femme to Sail CD. You can find their music and more information about them on their website, Strunz and Farrah, S-T-R-U-N-Z, Farrah, F-A-R-A-H.com. And again, that you just heard Azure from the Femme to Sail CD. Very nice, gentlemen. Very nice.
Thank you so much.
Very nice. Okay, Mike, go ahead.
Now, the question that I had, I think it's for Jorge. Mm-hmm. You single-handedly invented a new style of electric guitar. It's called, I guess it's a guitar playing that is an original with some kind of hand techniques from the flamenco and stuff like that, and Latin folk.
Well, what it is, it's like a combination of right-hand techniques.
Okay.
So in my style of guitar playing, what I do is I combine both plectrum, which is to say pick playing. A lot of the melodies you hear and some of the faster melodies you hear are all played with a pick. But I'll play a lot of the rhythms and a lot of the arpeggio passages on the guitar with my hand, which is to say with my fingernails. So I combine both styles of playing, which is to say the strictly hand playing style, which is the more traditional style of nylon string guitar playing, at least, with pick playing, which I also apply to the nylon string guitar. So I combine both elements, and the hand style playing, since I'm familiar with a lot of Latin American rhythms, being from Latin America originally, a lot of Latin American folk rhythms, Afro-Latin rhythms, and how they're applied to the guitar, I use those also as a resource for some of the ideas for the compositions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Now, Jorge, you're from Costa Rica. Ardashir, you're from Iran. Have either one of you gone back to your respective cities and played?
Well, we've played in Costa Rica many times. Actually, the first time that we were invited to play in San Jose, Costa Rica, at the Melico Salazar Theater was October of 1991.
Why? What a memory.
And I think we've been back about 8 or 9 times ever since, once every 2 years or so.
That's
okay.
Right. And, we haven't had the opportunity or the pleasure of playing in Iran yet for many reasons, but maybe one day when things get politically settled, we'll have the... we'll have the pleasure of sharing our music with the Iranian people.
There's a lot of requests.
Now, when you...
I'm sorry. There's a lot of requests through Facebook, you know, by fans and a lot of people that do play guitar in Iran. But like Jorge said, once the time is right, we're hoping to present the band there in a concert situation.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to some more music. Excuse me. And the next song is the title track, Femme to Sail. So tell me about this one.
The title track, Femme to Sail, this is a piece that utilizes, it's sort of what I call a saga piece. It's sort of a piece that utilizes jazz influences from the perspective of using improvisation, but also has a lot of... both Middle Eastern and Latin American elements mixed into the recipe. And so we're kind of an interface between jazz and world music. And I think this kind of material, like Fantaseo, is a good example of those kind of mixtures. And also the piece that's a little bit more elaborate in its composition so that it goes through a number of different movements in the course of the composition. And we found that these pieces are particularly effective, especially live, for audiences in theaters, because it's sort of like the storyline keeps evolving and you're not sure which way it's going to go, and hopefully we create an interesting storyline with the idea of the composition.
And it's one that Jorge plays nylon string on, and I play a steel string guitar on.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, from the Femme to Sail CD, this is the title track. Thank you. Heard that, I was blown away. That is just like so wild. You guys are, I mean, the yeah, man, that is so nice. I love the play back and forth between the two of you. And who's playing the violin?
That's Charlie Bisharat, who's a wonderful violin player here in LA, and who's recorded with us for a number of years, and he's on many of our CDs, and we've done a number of concerts with him also.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Mm. Yes. I have a question from the chat room. Dave would like to know, are those classical guitars in the recording recorded with an electro guitar, classical guitar, or with a classical guitar mic'd up, or a combination of the two?
Well, they're recorded just simply with a microphone. And they are a type of guitar which is actually a flamenco guitar. Flamenco guitar is also an instrument, in addition to being a style of playing, of course, which we're influenced by, although we're not flamenco guitar players by any means. But there is such a thing as a flamenco guitar as a type of guitar, and it's like a classical guitar, except that usually it has the yellow sides and back, because they use a wood called Spanish cypress, and it gives it a slightly hoarser tone and a slightly higher tone than a normal classical guitar. So those are the guitars we use, and they are simply mic'd in the studio.
Okay. All right. Well, we are talking to Grammy-nominated guitar duo Strongs and Farrar. They will be performing here in Las Vegas on January 29th inside the Railhead at Boulder Station Casino. I have a pair of tickets to give away to that concert, front row seat tickets. If you would like to go, give us a call at 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. All right, Mike, did you have a question?
Yeah, you guys started your own record company. It's called Selva, which means jungle in Spanish. Now, why that name?
The name jungle? Well,
yes.
I think part of the reason was because it was some of the material has kind of a tropical kind of wet, lush kind of a quality to it, and we like the idea of the rainforest as a we have a little frog logo. I don't know if you've noticed on the CDs.
Yes, on the back of the CD.
In the back of the CD. And so we just like the idea of the ecology, the natural environment of the rainforest, and we thought that might be a nice name for a label, even though, of course, it doesn't represent all the music, but it does represent part of the music, and we enjoy the idea of using that as a label name.
Okay.
All right, I have a phone call for the second pair of tickets, area code 702. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello.
Area code 702. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi.
What's your name?
How are you?
I'm good.
How are
What's your name?
My name is Shania.
Hi, Shania.
Wow, that's a pretty name.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Well, congratulations, Shania. You won our last pair of tickets to see Strongs and Farrar in Las Vegas at the Boulder Station. And you have front row seat tickets at that. So congratulations.
Great.
It should be a good concert. Yeah. All right. So I have your phone number on the switchboard, and I will give you a call after the show to make arrangements to get these tickets to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Congratulations.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
You guys have a great night.
You too. You too.
All right, you
too.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
All right, now the tickets are gone, and you guys are going to miss out on a good concert. So great. All right, now, gentlemen, I read that you guys are offering guitar instructions. So tell
us
about that.
Well, you know, I used to teach guitar quite a bit, actually, some years ago. And I enjoyed it, and then of course our schedules got so complicated that I wasn't able to keep any kind of an organized schedule for the students. So we let those lapse and drop. And then over the years we've had numerous requests from young guitar students and other guitar aficionados. In some cases, practically begging us to give them a lesson or to teach them some of the intricacies of what we do. And we decided this year that we would be happy to take a small number of students in the L.A. area, which is where we're both based, and do some teaching again, which we hadn't done in quite a while. And so we're actually going to start that in February, March, and schedules allowing, and we're looking forward to actually being able to impart some of our information and knowledge to other interested musicians, young musicians who may be, very interested in this style of music.
Okay, and how would they contact you for that?
Well, it's on our website. They get all the information there from strumsandfarrar.com. Email address is there, where they need to contact us to find out more about the particulars of the instructions.
Okay. All right. Now, Jorge, you have a solo CD called Neotropical Nocturnes, and I'm going to play a song from that. So tell us about this CD.
Well, that was a CD that was released in March of last year, and it was some material that I'd been accumulating with the passage of time that wasn't really the kind of material that was appropriate for the duo, but that I had been recording since I have a studio in my house, sort of piecemeal over a period of several years, actually. And I'd been accumulating a lot of material, and so I decided at that point that I would edit down to about 10 pieces, select 10 pieces from the stuff that I had recorded, and just go ahead and put them out just to provide more guitar music for people who like that. And and that's what I did. And it's sort of it's more of an intimate record. It's called Neotropical Nocturnes because it has a nocturnal feel to it. I think many of the tunes have this kind of a late night feel to them, and they're the kind of intimate pieces. There's not a lot of instrumentation. The guitar has a lot of space to ring out, so to speak, being that they're very small ensemble, sometimes no percussion at all, just bass. And so that was the genesis of that record, and I was happy to invite Artichoke to join me in one piece called Idilios, which he recorded with me for as my guest on that record.
Okay, and that is the song that I am going to play next, Idilios. Thank you. Sibelius from Jorge Strong. Jorge Strong's solo project, Neotropical Nocturnes. You can find that on their website, strongsandfarad.com. All right, very nice, gentlemen. Very nice.
Love that one.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Mm-hmm. So besides performing here in Las Vegas on the 29th, where else are you guys headed?
Well, once the record is released, the new record we talked about earlier, Journey Around the Sun, that's going to be released on March 15th.
Okay.
We will be going to the East Coast to play some dates in the Northeast. We'll be playing in Washington, D.C., New York City. We'll be playing in Boston, Long Island, some places in Pennsylvania. Before that, actually, we do play in L.A., and then we have some dates in Texas a little later on and some other dates here on the West Coast
right,
to promote the new record.
In April, late April, playing a few days in Northern California.
Plus here in L.A. again, I think.
Right after that, back in L.A.
Right.
Okay.
And,
all right. Very good. Very good. Well, thank you again for joining us. And, again, I apologize for the technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. But we are very
glad to have been invited, and thank
absolutely.
You so much for having us.
It has been our honor to have you on. Yes, definitely been our honor to have you on. And I want to thank Station Casinos for the concert tickets. Thank you, Station Casinos, and for setting up this interview. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. And, again, you can find their music on their website, Strunz and Farah, and it's S-T-R-U-N-Z. Farah is F-A-R-A-H.com. You'll find all of their music there and their upcoming dates as well. So check them out. And if you're in Las Vegas, go to Boulder Station inside the railhead this Saturday, January 29th, and check them out there as well. Gentlemen, again, thank you so much for joining us.
Our pleasure, Terry and Mike.
Thank you so much, Terry.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming on.
Our pleasure.
Have a great show and have a great evening.
Thank you. Pleasure talking to you guys on the air.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Again, Strunz and Farah. Their website is strunzandfarah.com. You can find all of their music there. And if you're in the Las Vegas area, definitely go check them out at Boulder Station this Saturday. Should be very, very nice. All right. Well, thanks for those to those of you in the chat room, Dave. Thank you for your question. Congratulations again to Shania. And, you know, it just dawned on me that I did not get the name of the first caller, but I do have her phone number, so I'll give her a call and say, hey, you were the one that called in and won the tickets. So congratulations to those callers for winning the tickets to the concert. And, again, thanks to Station Casinos for those tickets. All right, Mike, so you have anything to add?
No, nothing to add. Just I'm surprised. Like, we've been doing some quite a week. What's today, Wednesday? We're doing Wednesday shows now?
I know. You know, we just want to accommodate the artists and get them in when we can. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So it's been definitely a busy week. This Saturday, we are talking to Eric Leon on Saturday, and Sunday we will not be on Sunday. Monday the 31st, we are talking to Kathy Wade. She is the producer of the Colorado and R&B Lovers Festival. So we will be talking to her about that. Yes, and someone we know that's going to be performing there as well,
that's
Mr.
Right.
Tony Exum Jr. will be there. So he said that he will call in on Monday night, so that's great. And I'm looking forward to that. Yes, I'm looking forward to talking to her about this festival and what it takes to put it together and all of that. So looking forward to that. Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get there and everything. I'm definitely going to try to get there. Like I said, I haven't talked to Miss Wade yet, but I will definitely get there because I got to get there because Tony is going to turn, okay? And then he got Babyface, too. So, I got to see Babyface. I got to be to see Babyface. I mean, I got to get there to see Tony, but I got to see Babyface.
Right.
Too.
Right. Okay. All right. All right. Well, thanks again to Dave, Ken Pettigrew. Ken, I will be giving you a call I've been meaning to call you, but I definitely will be giving you a call. Thank you for joining us in the chat room this evening. I'm going to close the show, let's see here, with another song from the Fantaseo CD. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
Thank you.